This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Rajya Sabha has taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for the agriculture sector. The BJP member said, instead, the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. She further said the government has taken several measures to ensure farmers get more income for their produce. Leader of Opposition and Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue of unemployment, price rise of commodities and depreciation of India rupee against US dollar. He accused the government of not fulfilling its promise of providing 2 crore jobs every year. Intervening in the discussion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal countered the allegation of Mr. Kharge that farmers are committing suicides. Mr. Goyal said, as per NCRB data, the number of farmers who had committed suicides during 10 years of UPA regime are 57% higher than 10 years of NDA rule. The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Speaking during the discussion, Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi criticized the President's speech, calling it a repeat of previous years and a laundry list of government achievements. Rahul Gandhi raised concerns about unemployment, stressing that the future of the country depends on the youth. He said the government has failed to address the unemployment issue despite the country's growth. Earlier, BJP MP Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, moving the motion, listed the achievements of the Narendra Modi-led government, including public welfare schemes. He attacked the AAP-led Delhi government for allegedly failing to implement central schemes like Ayushman Bharat and the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the capital. Bidhuri also accused the Delhi government of working against the interests of JJ colonies. He mentioned steps taken by the central government to provide ownership rights to residents of 1,700 unauthorized colonies in Delhi. The house was adjourned and will reconvene today at 11 a.m. Reserve Bank of India has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation dropped to 6,577 crore rupees as of 31st of last month. In a statement, RBI has clarified that 98.15% of the 3.56 lakh crore worth of currency notes in circulation in May 2023 have been returned to the system. While the 2,000 rupee note remains legal tender, RBI has reminded the public that they can still deposit or exchange the notes at any of the 19 RBI issue offices through India Post. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies like IB and RAW, along with other senior officials. In Jammu and Kashmir, an ex-serviceman was killed yesterday in a terrorist attack in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. Security sources said terrorists attacked the ex-serviceman along with his wife and daughter in the Behi Bagh area of Kulgam. After the attack, all three were taken to the hospital in a wounded condition where the ex-serviceman succumbed to critical injuries. His wife and daughter, who were injured in the attack, are under treatment and are reported to be in stable condition. Security forces have cordoned off the area to nab the attackers. All arrangements are being made for the smooth conduct of elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. The polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters will decide the fate of the 699 candidates in the fray. Campaigning came to an end last evening. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk will visit Prayagraj Mahakumbh today. He will take a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam. The King of Bhutan reached Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mahakumbh is witnessing an overwhelming show of faith and attracting crores of devotees from India and abroad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated musician Chandrika Tandon on winning the Grammy Awards for her album Triveni. In a social media post, Mr. Modi commended Ms. Tandon's passion towards Indian culture and accomplishments as an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and musician. And that is the end of this news bulletin.